Continental Tire was searching for a state last year to open a huge manufacturing plant. North and South Carolina competed against each other for it and the roughly 1,700 jobs it promised. South Carolina won, and in the first debate for North Carolina governor this year, Democrat Walter Dalton and Republican Pat McCrory squared off on how they'd keep North Carolina from losing out on other businesses. You'll hear first from Dalton, then McCrory.
We have to have an incentive package. The key is to make sure our incentives are competitive with other states. And the best incentive of all in North Carolina is our workforce, our people, and the strength of our community college system that does great workforce training.
Actually, the best incentive for new jobs in North Carolina and the expansion of jobs in North Carolina is for everyone, both existing companies and new companies, and that is not to have the highest sales tax, the highest corporate tax, and the highest income tax in the Southeast, is which what we have right now.
So is a great workforce or a lower tax burden the best incentive? And how big of a deal are incentive packages, those sweeteners companies get in the form of tax breaks and grants?
Companies have a myriad of things they look for.
Brad Richardson is the City of Charlotte's Economic Development Manager.
And when it lines up that our tax structure is good, our labor force meets our needs, and if there's incentives that are important to help defer some of those costs up front, we win those projects very often.
Businesses want to check off a lot of boxes before moving to a new state or expanding where they already are. But let's start with the workforce, because executives brought that up over and over.
We are driven to locations where we can get the right kind of people. That is our main asset.
And this is the important point. It was the workforce that pulled us there.
In our plant, we'll have lots of jobs that require specialized skills.
We're a growing company. Access to the best talent in the industry is very, very important to us.
That's Cosmo Alberico from Odyssey Logistics, Rich Aiken from TZ Insurance, Tim Rogers from Continental Tire, and Douglas Jones from MSC Industrial. All of those companies moved into new facilities or expanded in the last year or so, with plans to create close to 2,500 jobs. Odyssey Logistics, TZ Insurance, and MSC Industrial did so in North Carolina, while you'll remember Continental Tire picked South Carolina. Rogers says finding the right workforce there was a big reason why.
The area had companies that manufactured in the area. And there's also a collection of technical schools in South Carolina that can help us in the hiring process.
Rogers says South Carolina's cheaper tax rates were also important.
We would prefer to invest our money into building plants and hiring people. So a higher tax rate would not be something that we would favor.
That's another key issue for businesses, although one that often comes behind the workforce. How big will our total tax burden be? That includes corporate taxes, sales taxes, individual income taxes, everything you pay in a state. The Nonpartisan Tax Foundation reports South Carolina has one of the country's lowest tax burdens, 8.4%. North Carolina's is 9.9%, highest in the Southeast. But that rate was actually quite attractive to MSC Industrial, which has been paying the highest tax burden in the country in its home state of New York. The company distributes metalworking and other industrial products, and Douglas Jones is a vice president.
When you look at the cost factors associated with running a business in some of our areas like Long Island versus North Carolina, there's favorable aspects to being in North Carolina.
So that's part of the reason you hear the crunch of gravel as big trucks pull into a construction lot in Davidson, where MSC is building its new co-headquarters. The construction crews are working on the 180,000-square-foot facility. Once the complex is finished, MSC plans to create 400 jobs here. Jones says the area's workforce was a bigger draw than its taxes. He says it has the right mix of executives, finance professionals, project managers, and IT experts.
We wanted something that would complement our location here on Long Island, give us access to some of the best talent in our industry. North Carolina rated very high.
Jones says once MSC was down to its final choices, the incentive package North Carolina offered helped seal the deal. Rogers of Continental Tire said incentives played a similar role in his company's decision. That said,
if the labor costs or the demographics of the labor in the area are not favorable, I don't know if there's any amount of incentives that could make us move to that location.
Every business executive and economic development leader I talked to echoed that message. They said ultimately, businesses will pick a new state or expand in one they're already in because of all the other boxes they want to check off, often starting with the quality of the local workforce. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.